It's 3:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. I'm Kadees Fatima. Now, the United Nations Special Coordinator for the Middle East peace process has strongly denounced the expansion of Israeli settlements on Palestinian territories.
Mr. President, throughout the reporting period, Israel's illegal settlement-related activities continued unabated. On February 12th, Israel also advanced two settlement plans for some 85 housing units near Bethlehem. I reiterate the long-standing UN position that all settlement-related activities are illegal under international law and are a substantial obstacle to peace. And I call on Israel to cease and reverse such policies.
Nikolai Mladenov criticized the demolition and a seizure of Palestinian structures, particularly the destruction of donor-funded classrooms for Palestinian children. He warned that 44 Palestinian schools in the occupied West Bank are at risk of collapse. The top UN official also raised the alarm over the unsustainable humanitarian situation in Gaza, urging Israel to allow the advancement of a temporary reconstruction mechanism for the besieged territory. Joining us now to discuss this further via Skype from New York is David Feldman. He's with the Nitori Carta International. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, first of all, as far as this alarm being raised by the UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process about Israeli settlement construction, this is coming at a time when a report has just shown that the rate of increase of the population in Israeli settlements was double the rate of the entire Israeli population growth last year. What do you make of that?
Well, the settlements expansion is ridiculous. And we always say as Jewish people, as religious Jewish people, that this is not just a violation of international law, which is being reiterated each and every time again by major officials within the United Nations system. But this is, according to Judaism, totally forbidden. And it's not just the settlements. Settlements is just one part of this ridiculous, illegal, and illegitimate, unjust, and un-Jewish occupation. This occupation is wrong from the very beginning. And all of this needs to stop. This is a violation of international law. This is a true violation of Jewish teachings, killing, stealing, occupying another's land, oppressing an entire people. All of this is totally forbidden according to Judaism. And this happens to be an embarrassment to Jewish people, since supposedly this is being done in our name, in the name of the Jewish people. Benjamin Netanyahu insists that you call it a Jewish state. This is not a Jewish state. In no way does this movement of Zionism reflect or represent the opinion of world Jewry or of the Jewish religion. It happens to be what was mentioned before about Gaza, the situation in Gaza. We visited Gaza a couple of years ago, 2009. It was disastrous. It was bad at that time. It's not getting better. It's getting worse just when time goes past. This is ridiculous when we're speaking about schools of children. We visited Gaza. We saw the American school in Gaza, other schools that were destroyed. This is painful. This is disastrous. This is ridiculous. We should all stand up and stop all of this.
Right. Now, there are many who have also expressed their concern that as those quote-unquote corruption scandals surrounding Benjamin Netanyahu become more serious for him, he's trying to pander to that extreme right-wing settler population by coming down harder on the Palestinians, be it through settlement construction or through other means. Do you share that concern?
Well, we are concerned about this Benjamin Netanyahu, not from now. And it's not only Benjamin Netanyahu. All of these leaders of this movement of Zionism, the State of Israel, they were truly wicked from the very beginning. And we have to remember, some people see in the mainstream media, they would see those images of the settlers that would pretend to look somehow religious, and making up this conclusion that this face of religious Jews it should be in some way the representation of religious Jewry worldwide. This is not the case. The settler movement happens to be a fringe, tiny, extreme minority, even amongst the Israeli population. It happens to be that Benjamin Netanyahu, for one reason or another, chooses to support this extreme right-wing movement, which again, it's ridiculous. It does not represent the true face of Judaism as a religion. And even if Benjamin Netanyahu would be the moderate one, and even those moderate representatives of the state of Israel, neither do they represent Judaism or the Jewish people as a whole. This concept of Zionism is forbidden according to Judaism. Jews happen to be forbidden to create a sovereign homeland for themselves, and certainly not to oppress other people, and especially when we find this for so many decades in this ridiculous manner.
Okay, that's David Feldman with the Neturei Karta International joining us via Skype from New York. Thank you very much indeed for weighing in with your thoughts and comments here on Press TV.